Hey everybody, it's J. Keith Van Stratton.
And Helen Hong.
And we're the hosts of Go Fact Yourself, a celebrity comedy trivia game show right here on Maximum Fun. And we're here to welcome you to
the Max Fun Drive
Kickoff Spectacular. You can tell we rehearsed that. Hey, this is the most wonderful and important time of year for Max Fun. And to get it kicked off, we've invited tons of your favorite Max Fun hosts from across the network to join in this special show.
If you listen to a lot of Max Fun shows, you may have noticed versions of this kickoff episode posted across multiple feeds that you're subscribed to.
That's because this is an event that cannot be contained to just one episode or just one podcast feed. There are actually six total versions of this kickoff. So make sure to look at the title of this show so you know that it's one of the versions you haven't already heard. Or listen to all of them again. They're great. You're going to hear the same questions in each episode, but the answers can be very different.
Go to MaximumFun.org for the full show with trivia and fun involving dozens of hosts from across the network.
Now, before we get to the rest of the show, the Max Fun Drive is all about supporting the podcast that you love. And how do they show that support, Helen?
By becoming a Max Fun member. Each and every podcast here is sustained by listeners who give a monthly contribution.
You can go to MaximumFun.org/join, put in your payment information, and select the shows that you listen to. For as little as $5 a month, you can have a direct hand in making sure your favorite shows can continue.
Or by upgrading or boosting your membership for as little as $1 more per month.
It really is that simple. The shows that you love can only continue with the support of their listeners. Helen, while they do that, who are we talking to for this kickoff spectacular?
I will let them introduce themselves and the podcasts that they host on our network.
My name is Danielle Radford. I am in Los Angeles, California, and I am one of the hosts of Tights and Fights.
I am John Luke Roberts. I am based in London in the UK, and I host Sound Heap with John Luke Roberts.
My name is Bria Grant. I live in Los Angeles, and I co-host Reading Glasses.
My name is Mallory O'Mara. I live in Idlewild, California, and I also co-host Reading Glasses.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us. Let's hear from each of you now about the shows that you host on Max Fun. And for extra points, see if you can describe your show in six words or less.
Tights and Fights is a funny show about wrestling. We cover some of the things happening throughout the week, as well as some of the larger, broader conversations in wrestling.
And in six words or less?
We like to laugh about wrestling.
And John Luke?
Sound Heap with John Luke Roberts is a sketch show made up of part improvised, part written, made up podcasts. It's very silly. And in six words or less, far too many imaginary podcasts. Funny.
Great. And Bria and Mallory?
Mallory, I like you.
Reading Glasses is a show about book culture and reading. And in six words or less, Reading Glasses is designed to help you read better.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Helen, now tell us about the rules of today's game.
We have a series of Max Fun Drive related trivia questions to ask you today. Some notes on the scoring. We are on the honor system here, so we ask that you stick with the first answer that pops into your head, regardless of what else you hear. Also, you may earn points for not only correct answers, but also for creative and funny answers as well.
Ooh, sounds like a challenge. All right, for our first group of questions, each answer will contain the word max, as in Max Fun Drive. All right, here's your first question. Tiger Child was a short documentary that was the first movie shown in what large film format? Mallory?
Maximum Movie.
Maximum Movie. I think that's a podcast on the network. Bria?
I'm going to guess IMAX.
Danielle?
Oh, IMAX.
John Luke?
It was my first impulse. IMAX.
And Helen?
IMAX.
Yes.
You're all cowards.
But IMAX does stand for I Maximum Movie. So I don't know if you want to give a half a point to Mallory. Next question. What auto dealership chain claims to be the way car buying should be? Mallory?
CarMax?
Bria?
Yeah, CarMax. That's right.
Danielle?
DriveyDrive.com, the place for driving.
John Luke?
Maxington Vehicle.
Maybe in the UK, but Helen, what do we call it here?
CarMax.
We call it CarMax, yes.
I think in the UK it's called CarMax.
Yes. CarMaximilian.
With a U, though.
Yes.
Actually, that's a lip balm in the UK.
Oh, there's CarMax. There's CarMax, I think.
Oh, is that
yeah.
different?
Is it, yeah. 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 Next question.
Got that too, I see.
What phrase meaning most disgusting was popularized by Moon Zappa in her 1982 song, Valley Girl? Mallory?
To the max?
Rhea?
I was going to say gross to the max. I don't know.
Danielle?
Oh, that's so hard because I know that there was like gag me with a spoon. I think it is just like just gross, grody gross to the max or something like that. Oh, but I keep wanting to say gag me with a spoon.
John Luke?
Max yuck.
That's the bizarro network of maximum fun. Helen, what is the answer?
The answer is grody to the max. But I do want to give John Luke a quarter point for max yuck.
Oh,
Max
thank you.
Yuck, was, very
I mean,
nice.
I don't deserve it, but thank you very
you put
much.
It, if you put it in a bag, ew, Max Yuck.
All right, I'm going to say that this next question is worth triple the points if any of you can get it. What active Major League Baseball pitcher has one brown eye, one blue eye, and three Cy Young Awards? Mallory?
I was going to say, trying to think of a sports name. I was going to say Max Balls, but that's a very good one.
No, stick with Max Balls.
Mr. Max Balls.
Bria?
I'm going to go by his formal name, Max Baseball.
Max Baseball. Mm-hmm. Danielle?
I don't know anything about real sports. Max Fleischman.
And John Luke?
Max Baseball Jr.
And Helen, who was it?
The answer is Max Scherzer, but I'm going to give Mallory a quarter point for Mr. Max Balls.
Mr. Max Balls. Nice. Finally, what is discount chain TJ Maxx called in the United Kingdom? Mallory?
Oh, it's TK Maxx, isn't it?
Bria?
Theodore James Maxx.
Danielle?
Broke to the Maxx?
And John Luke?
TK Maxx, but I did get confused when you said TJ Maxx. I had a kind of...
Berenstain Bear
moment? The Mandela effect. Yeah.
That's yes, yes. No, we do call it TJ Maxx here, but Helen, what is the correct answer?
TK Maxx.
TK Maxx, very nice. All right, next round. All of these questions have an answer that includes fun. It includes fun in the word. What phrase essentially means that your perception of a clock's speed changes based on whether you're enjoying a particular circumstance? John Luke?
Perception of fun time?
Mallory?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Bria?
I'm going to say fun time.
Danielle?
Yeah, I was also going to say fun time.
Well, I'm glad we're having a fun time, but Helen, what is the correct answer?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Just like now. Next question. Finish this line in the ad jingle for the Slinky. It's Slinky. It's Slinky. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky. It's Slinky. John Luke?
For all the children to enjoy.
Mallory?
Fun for every girl and boy.
Bria?
For every girl and boy.
Danielle?
It's fun for a girl and a boy.
And Helen?
It's fun for a girl or a boy. But Danielle, yes. I'm going to give it to you. It's
good. But not at the same time.
No, never. Never. No. That's against all the laws of nature. Nope. All right, next question. Whether served with beef, chicken, vegetables, or God forbid, tofu, what staple of Chinese restaurants is always made with stir-fried rice noodles? John Luke?
Fun noodles.
Mallory?
Tofu!
Fun rice.
Bria?
I'm going to say Chow Young Fun. I don't know.
Danielle?
I just had it. This is really, oh, I'm the worst. I think it is Chow Fun, but it's not.
And Helen, what is the answer?
The answer is Chow Fun. And on behalf of all the Asians during Lunar New Year, boo on all
Sorry.
Of you.
Sorry.
I accept that.
Poor yes. showing.
Yes, we are here both to celebrate Maximum Fun and to shame other cultures yeah. aside from Helen's. Right, right. So well done. Well done on that. All right, next question. What Broadway show based on Alison Bechdel's graphic memoir won the 2015 Tony Award for Best Musical? John Luke?
Fun Home.
Mallory?
Fun Home.
Rhea?
Fun Home.
Danielle was dancing as I asked the question.
Fun Home.
And Helen?
Fun Home.
That's right. I like Danielle's pronunciation. Fun Home. All right. Good job, all of you. Last one in this category. A favorite line of Walt Disney was, it's kind of fun to do what? John Luke?
It's kind of fun to do making money.
Mallory?
It's kind of fun to own everything.
Bria?
It's kind of fun to pretend.
Danielle?
It's kind of fun to do crimes. I don't know what movie that would be.
Those are all true statements, but what is the actual answer, Helen?
It's kind of fun to do the impossible.
Yay, including crime. All right, and this last section, every answer will include the word drive. The answer will include the word drive. What is the common name for the activity of moving a group of bovines from one place to another? Bria?
I'm going to say cattle drive.
Danielle?
Cattle drive.
Jean-Luc?
Cattle drive.
Mallory?
Cattle drive.
And Helen?
The answer is cattle drive. Ding, 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 ding. You all got it.
All right, next question. What show hosted by Guy Fieri is somehow airing its 47th season on Food Network? Bria?
Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins.
Danielle?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, baby.
Jean-Luc?
Driving You Foodly.
And Mallory?
Oh, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
And Helen?
The answer is Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I'm definitely giving Jean-Luc a quarter point for Driving You Foodly.
Yeah. What about Danielle's version where apparently it's for babies? He just goes around and is like, this Gerber's food is on fire.
Baby.
All right, next question. In a vehicle, what is the name of the rod that spins around and takes the power from the engine to the wheels? Bria?
I can't believe you would have the gall to ask both a car question and a sports question. I'm going to say the drive shaft.
Danielle?
I don't drive, but I do watch Lost. Drive shaft.
Jean-Luc?
I was going to say drive pole.
Mallory?
Drive shaft.
I worked my way through college as a drive pole dancer, but Helen, what is the correct answer?
Drive shaft.
Drive shaft. Bree, of course, bamboozled us on that one.
Danielle, I just that was a really deep cut and I appreciate it. I understood the joke. I understood the joke. You are everybody, okay?
You are everybody.
Lost. Sorry. Reference.
All right, next one. In computers, what does SSD stand for? Bria?
Social Security Drive.
Danielle?
I know what it does. I'll just say Super Secret Drive.
Super Secret Drive. Jean-Luc?
Standard Sub Drive.
And Mallory?
Solid State Drive.
By the way, Super Secret Drive, not the first time someone has given that answer today. But Helen, what is the correct answer?
Solid State Drive.
Solid State Drive. Very nice. And then last one, made famous in a Michael Moore movie, what did President George W. Bush say on a golf course right after, I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers? Thank you. Bria?
Now I'm going to drive us right out of here.
Danielle?
I think he said, now watch this drive.
Jean-Luc?
Pass me the driver.
Mallory?
You drive me crazy to the tune of Britney Spears.
Oh, interesting. I would have gone with the Fine Young Cannibals version, but that was George W. Bush as we knew and loved him. Helen, what is the correct answer?
Now watch this drive. And I also want to give a quarter point to Danielle for putting the Southern spin on it.
Yes, now, got now that, watch that Texas drive. Twang.
A place where neither me nor him are from.
Yes. All right, now it is time for a special bonus round. In this bonus round, it will be up to Helen's discretion to award points based on your answer to this question. Why is the Max Fun Drive so important? And why should everyone listening to this show become a Max Fun member or become a boosting or upgrading member today? Danielle?
Well, what it means for us about Tights and Fights being listener supported is y'all really believe in what we're doing. There's no denying that our fan base is very passionate. They love listening to us talk about, in particular, wrestling, which is wild. And I like that it's a space where people who don't normally feel like they would feel welcome to be able to geek out on something like wrestling, which can be toxic in a lot of other fandom hands, they feel like they don't experience that because it's very specifically because it's a Max Fun show and because of the way that Max Fun curates the audience and welcomes and invites everyone in. We're very much an everyone get in the boat kind of place, and I love that.
Terrific. Jean-Luc?
It's great to be listener supported. It's wonderful to make something and know you're sort of only answerable to people who really like what you're making. That's that's a big thing with Soundteep.
And Bria?
One of the greatest parts about being on Maximum Fun is getting to know the people who have been supporting the show for so many years. We love our community. We love the people who listen. They've helped us develop the show and helped us figure out what the show is over the course of the last 5 or 6 years.
And Mallory?
Being listener supported is fantastic for Reading Glasses because we're kind of an unusual reading show in the fact that any weird idea that we have, anything that our community directly wants to hear more about, we can just make an episode about it and we don't have to, you know, go through a weird process. We don't, you know, get notes from shadowy corporate overlords. You know, we can just, you know, make episodes about reviewing plastic bags and what kind of snacks get on your book pages the least. And people love it. And it feels like we have a direct line to our community more than other shows might.
Thank you all so much for those answers. Helen, who is our big winner today?
In the spirit of Max Fun Drive, we declare everyone a winner.
Yay!
Woohoo! But the biggest winner, of course, is you listening to this, who just became a Max Fun member or upgraded or boosted your membership at MaximumFun.org/join.
Don't you want to be a winner? Go to MaximumFun.org/join and become a Max Fun member now. The future of the podcast that you love quite literally depends on it.
By the way, if you want to hear more Max Fun hosts playing trivia games, make sure to check out our show, Go Fact Yourself. We've welcomed loads of Max Fun hosts, including Jesse Thorne, John Hodgman, Ross and Carrie, and we think every single McElroy on the network, although there might be one hiding that we haven't gotten to.
Yeah, and you know what? If you add more McElroys, we will host them on our show. We also have a lot of non-Max Fun celebrities, including everyone from comedian Paula Poundstone to author Roxane Gay to DJ Jazzy Jeff. Check us out wherever you get podcasts. And if you're in the LA area, come to our live audience recordings. We've got ones on March 23rd and March 30th.
Okay, everyone, what's that link to become a Max Fun member again?
MaximumFun.org/join.
Fantastic.
We promise it's not a cult.
I don't.
All right, you heard them. Maybe that was MaximumFun.org/join. And that just leads me to thank everyone who participated in our games today and everyone behind the scenes as well. And of course, thank you for listening and supporting Maximum Fun during the Max Fun Drive. I'm J. Keith Van Stratton.
And I'm Helen Hong.
Good night.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows
supported
directly
by you.